Greetings, Padawans, and welcome to the Archives. Here to unlock this Holocron, here's the man of the hour, Jedi Master, Sotiko.
Welcome, everybody, to the Archives podcast. I am your host, Sotiko, along with MJ, and staying on the screen for most of the pod. Ain't nobody cuter than the Juder. This is the Archives podcast, and it's live on It's Mary J's twitch.tv channel. How we doing? Hopefully we're doing well. We have a plethora of topics to talk about today, and we are here ready to Rambo like we're in Japan, baby. Woo! So, without further ado, let's get right into the elephant in the room. And I'm not talking about Zizkeg's mama. I'm talking about the fact that we are missing Van Seal. He is working
in a van.
He is working his late shift at 7-Eleven right now. He will be
on. Five Guys.
He will be on at some point. He might interrupt us. He might not. But shout out to Van Seal making his return last week in the podcast. Shout out to him. Shout out to MJ getting active tonight. I like it. Deafened himself on Discord for a couple hours. Went to business. Had a good time, and we're back. Showed up late for the pod. It's all good. We're ready to rumble. Oh. Lados, it's been a wild week. A game that we've been playing recently, Helldivers 2, been going through some controversy. And we're going to swing it on over to MJ for this.
I mean, where do I even begin? Shit. I mean, you guys put in requests for refunds, right?
Yeah, they got denied.
They did get denied, brother.
Oh, wow. I actually thought they would have been instant accepted, but this is actually one of the most wild things I've seen in video game history, dude. We got Wolfie coming in with the raid. Much love, dude. Big shout out to Wolfie. But yeah, we're talking about Helldivers and the whole drama controversy there. Helldivers drama right now is the most wild thing I've seen in history. PlayStation basically buried it 9 feet deep, and the community rallied back to the point where it was like game of the year, practically going down to number one negative review type to reverting the review to positivity. And it's remarkable, dude, for democracy. It's coming back, 100%.
Let me fact check you right there, brother.
Oh, no, yeah. Hit it. Go check PlayStation on Twitter or X, or whatever you want to call it.
We call it X around here. We call it X.
You like a fact check like this? Holy shit.
Juder wants to show us something here.
Yeah, sure. What am I looking for? How do I get there? I go on this one. Don't look at my name. Helldivers.
What's going on, Jar Jar?
That shit does not show up. Oh, wait. I might be a little restarted. Store page. New page. That's not my birthday. Oh, it's mixed.
It's mixed.
It was.
I'm telling you, we are rallying back, fighting back both bugs, reviews.
Ooh, look at that. Boom!
They are even making a cape, the design of the reviews, which was great. To
crazy.
Only negative to back up to great, dude. It's so awesome.
The issue is, it's still an ass game, regardless.
No. Can I explain the controversy with HG2 in two sentences? Publishing rights F things all up, but with the community at large and how loyal we are, it's coming back. 100%. Game of the year again on radar for sure.
I don't know, there's not much to it though. That's what I dislike about it. You know, I'm a story guy. I like a good story with a game. There's no story in Helldivers. Like, there's none. You drop in.
A slight story, but yeah.
You perform your duty. You get demolished. Now, would I change my token if I had a little bit more emotional investment in it? Yeah. If there was a Star Wars mod on it, I think I'd probably be on that game at least a half hour a day, because I really only like doing one mission and getting up out of there anyways.
For sure, for
sure. Game of the year, though? I think it's a good time, but is it game of the year?
I mean, with friends, I could say it is absolutely a blast of a game. It is one of those games where you had a hard day at work, you come home, you crack open a cold one, whether it's beer, soda, tea, right? And you just play a game going up against bugs or Terminators, dude. You're having a good time.
What the fuck?
What?
Can't enjoy water?
You trying to get you involved, bro. You're all good. You're all good. Oh, MJ's hitting the steam. We're all having a good time. We're all having a good time. What was the first game that you properly seshed?
Like with the boys?
Maybe it's where you met your very first time. Maybe it's where you met your first online friends. On Xbox World Live.
World at War. Call of Duty World at War, for sure, dude. The introduction of Call of Duty Zombies was just amazing with friends. Staying up late till 4 in the morning, round after round. Like, you know, middle school, high school days. It was literally fantastic. That was a golden age of game.
What about you, Judah? I wasn't really a Call of Duty guy up until, I would say, Modern Warfare 3 is when I kind of started playing COD like that for the first time. Who are you?
The last game I played like that was probably Siege.
Yeah.
And I'm talking
Siege was a big game.
2017. Me, Silas, 5 stacking it all the time.
Siege was... You it's could peak. Sesh it. Yeah, you could sesh it.
Siege is more of a recent game, though, compared to Call of Duty, right?
2016.
Yes.
Yeah.
When it came out, it was sick. I don't like it anymore, but when it came out, it was pretty sick. It was pretty dope. For me, it was probably NBA 2K. Like, I met my really, really good friends on Left 4 Dead 2. And
great game.
Yeah, great game. Shout out to my boy Lil Cheese, and then I met my boy Chip on NBA 2K. Met a good amount of people on 2K. Met these idiots on Supercard. That's crazy how video games work like that too, man. It's crazy. I have
meet some great people over the internet.
You
now
do.
We play Wogo every day.
Great game, and that's how we met this idiot MJ and Banjeel and half the people
here today.
Yeah.
Fun. If we're gonna talk Star Wars, since we're in the category, are you excited for the Gungans? Do you think we'll get more Gungans? Do you think they're done with Gungans? It's a lot of questions. I'm just firing off. Pop, 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 pop. Are you excited for Gungans?
No, we won't sniff the Gungans for 2, 3, 4 years. Like, we don't even have Inquisitors yet, bro. Our Inquisitors aren't like that.
True. I mean,
next up for me after Leia.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it too, because I'm close on Scythe, so I need the dude to pilot it, you know.
So to give people like more of a reference, like, you want to explain your GP, Tico and Juder?
JT can go first.
I'm sitting at 3 GLs, almost 7 mil GP. Got promoted to Kyber 3 today. God is good. God is great. I love the game.
I've,
well, hard.
Says you. My Mando's a higher relic than yours, loser.
Yeah,
Elden Ring. I already am the win.
You can't even use the level 9 datagram.
I don't need him to win. That's my excuse. So what are you at, Tebow?
Same boat as Juder. We started playing on, if not the same day, like within the same week. And he's taking a couple of breaks, but we're pretty much at the same spot. Kyber 4. 1 point off of Kyber 3. I'll take it. I'll freaking take it. 3 GLs. About to be 4 here and not too far away.
Not work.
10 out of 16 on Leia. And then we're just chilling. Gonna get Jedi Cal Kestis soon.
Nice. Yeah. I'm currently playing Survivor at the moment.
I re-downloaded it.
I watched the story, you know. I spoiled myself to watch the story before playing the game. But playing the game is still also a different, I'd say, atmosphere, you know what I mean? So I've been enjoying that for sure. But back to Swiggle. Because there's a lot going on right now, controversial-wise. For sure.
What's controversial?
So, I actually didn't put it out in the title or anything, but Padawan Obi-Wan was just revealed today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the page pulled up, but to give insight of what I'm talking about, Padawan Obi-Wan was revealed alongside of a new exclusive Datacron, exclusive only to his marquee event. So if you will on a 7-star Padawan Obi-Wan, you unlock, I'm assuming, a secret tier, which is the 7-star tier that you get from getting Obi-Wan at 7-star, and doing said tier gives you a Datacron pre forum post about the next set of Datacrons. So say he comes out tomorrow, I do the event, and I spend $400 to go and get Obi-Wan at 7-star. My reward is a brand new Datacron for Padawan Obi-Wan. Do we know what it does? No. Are people going to whale for it? Yes. What's the percentage of people going to whale on it? About 1%. Like, won't see it. I won't see it. I'll be lucky to see it. That account that you see that has it is similar to Nomads. And those that don't know Nomads, Nomad was the very first person to take every single unit in the game to Relic 9. So imagine fighting that kind of account. You know what I mean? You wouldn't see that for one every 10,000 games. Maybe more, actually. You know, I'm not that great in math, but...
Are you saying with that 1%, is that an additional 1% upon those who would whale for the tune anyways? Or is that just, you're strictly saying about 1% of people?
Well, there's a buddy of mine that
Do you think that more people will whale for it because there's a Datacron?
That's the incentive. That's what they're trying to get at, for people to get him at 7-star right away. So like the 1% is the people that spend on the character to get them unlocked, 7-star relic ready to go. And then you have others that just spend to just get him unlocked, you know what I mean?
Okay, so the
basically just the minimum, you know what I mean, like the $30 pack, get him at 4-star and then you're on your way, you know?
So the crowd is upset because they're giving a Datacron to people that are spending money to get it, correct?
And
I just see that as CG rewarding the people that are spending money.
Like, well, ultimately, yes, that's what it means.
Yeah, they're getting more bang for their buck.
People are thinking the word exclusive doesn't exactly mean exclusive. Like, they're not sure if, like, say his marquee event comes back again, are you able to get it a second time around? You know what I mean?
I yeah, It's in the verbiage. You will, if it came back, it would be. It's just saying you can't repeat that tier and continue to get data crons. It's only for the first time you attempt that tier.
Right.
Yeah. I don't. If people are mad, okay. How long has Darth Revan been out?
Fuck, I don't know. Let's Google
it. DR's been out for a good while.
Darth Revan.
You want to take us to your office, JT?
No. What's your type of release, eh?
This is our tech dude.
March 25th, 2019.
It wouldn't even be Darth Revan. It'd be five years
he's been out. That's sure. Been a long time.
Yeah, so let's say, theoretically,
oops,
he had a datacron that came out with his release. That was 5 years ago. It's only going to last...
I would love a DR datacron, dude. We got Malgus.
No, but what I'm saying is, like...
Ooh.
That datacron would be 5 years expired, you know?
What? Oh, it wouldn't. I would certainly love to run DR lead again, dude.
No, that's what I'm awesome. Saying. Like, when he came out, say a datacron came with him. It'd be well expired by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, yeah, of
you
course.
Can't,
yeah,
you can't be mad about something expired. That's going to last 100 days at most. When it's
I mean, yeah, you're going to be spending 300 minimum on a datacron that's going to expire in 60 days,
yeah.
90 days.
Yeah, so what's the point in getting upset? It's a throw-in. It's a cherry on top. I think it's a reward, honestly. I don't think it's a slap in the face to anybody. I don't think it's pay to win. I think it's just, hey, thanks for buying this tune. Thanks for investing your money in the game. Here's a datacron to go with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what Datacron does have in store. It has to be something nifty, I think. If it's that exclusive, it has to do something what Sidious does. Something along the line of, like, if you get five dots, you're instantly dead.
I think what it'll do is it'll mimic the Omicron he has, but in other game modes. So it kind of shows the strength of it.
Well, it would just be the two other game modes, you know?
Yeah.
Squad and Grand React.
Mm-hmm. And Squad Arena. And Squad Arena.
Yeah.
You could test it out.
If you care about it, right?
I think that that'd be a really nice way to have... these like off ball, offshoot Omicrons be kind of like matched in other game modes so you can try them. You know what I mean? Like, no one's gonna get Phalanx because isn't it in a Goofy A game mode? Isn't it
a Galactic Challenge?
Yeah.
As Omicron? Yeah. Yeah. There's a good amount of characters with some goofy Omicrons.
Yeah, I think adding them as Datacrons when they come out would be a really nice way of being able to actually try them.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in CG's boardroom meetings, you know. I don't know who the fuck is out there. I don't know if it's somebody named Bill Bob, Dim Bob, Dumb Bob. And they're going, yeah, we could surely use a Galactic Challenge Omicron. I need that. I can't get Redbox and I'm a dev myself. I don't know, man.
Will harder, Dev. God damn it.
Will harder, Dev. God damn it, dude. The same thing goes with Conquest. I mean, for players like me, I mean, we look at when the moment it says while in Conquest, while in TB, it's a wrap. We stop reading.
Mm-hmm.
We just stop reading. It's not.
You do. I like Territory War Omicrons.
Look, I'm like
not
Banjeel
about
GST.
It, but yeah, GAC is where your crystals are at. You want to get more crystals, you know?
I know Banjeel out there, he likes his TB Omicrons. What a wild, wild man, dude.
He is a wild guy. With Datacrons and stuff, I know you're having a fun time with that Sidious Juder. Do you have any requests for the future, like for characters that you'd love to use again?
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul needs a mother to love an Omicron. He needs a touch up and a half.
Yeah.
Not a re-character design like of Maul, you know, new Maul. I believe, like, when was the last time we got an old person Datacron? Old character Omicron, I meant to say.
Omicron?
I mean, yeah. What was the last old character that we got in Omicron for?
What's that, Geonosian?
Poggle,
yep.
You think it was Poggle? I don't even know if it was Poggle or not.
Like an Omicron or Datacron?
An Omicron.
It was Poggle then. He's got to be old.
Because all the previous Omicrons that have come out have been coming out for tunes that are coming out.
Luminara?
I think Luminara came out after Poggle, but I could be mistaken.
It'd be cool to see Darth Maul get touched up. We all love Darth Maul here, you know. I just went to Phantom Menace back in theaters at time of my life. Snuck in some white cheddar popcorn because I didn't want to pay.
Didn't you get the bucket?
They didn't have it in mine. I went to Regal. The buckets were at
AMC. Fake movie theater. Get your refund.
It was a good time, man. It was a really good time.
They didn't have the bucket.
Nah, but it was chill. I had white cheddar.
You got that Dune bucket, though.
I do not have that Dune bucket. I do not.
Thank you, brother.
I walked in with my shaker cup. So
your G Fuel cup?
No, it wasn't G Fuel. It was creatine and Gatorade. And they were cool with it.
You kind of have that, dude.
No, they're cool with it. They're cool with it. I was thinking about sneaking in a thing of Reese's, but I was like, I'll be good. I'll be chill. Teared up a little bit, and I didn't even tear up at anything story-wise. It was just like seeing it all.
Who in chat says it like the way that Tebow just said it? Because it's a low-key trigger of mine. It's Reese's, not Reese's.
It's Reese's.
It's not. I don't know who taught you that.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
No.
It's not Reese's. It's Reese's.
It was made by, not even 100% on this, but that's a Reese. It's a Reese.
No, it is Reese's, but Reese's, I know.
And it's not even just you, dude. Oh, I know
Reese's
there's a good.
Puffs, right?
Yeah, it's Reese's Puffs.
Eat them up.
There's a good amount of people that say Reese's. It's really triggering.
Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate flavor. Those commercials used to go hard, man.
I mean, what was that, a 90s commercial or 2000s?
2000s? Early 2000s.
Yeah, no, those went hard.
No,
for
that,
sure.
That's like 06, 07. Which at the time I was watching, it was either Disney Channel, it was Full House, or ESPN in the house. That's it. You only got an hour of TV a day. So most of the time, you'd have to make it work. So for me, it was SportsCenter. I love SportsCenter. I love seeing highlights and stuff. But I was an outside
Did you guys
kid.
Happen to catch the Lego? My bad.
The Lego?
For Star Wars? Yeah.
I skimmed through it.
I didn't watch it yet. I just saw Darth Jar Jar said, Misa gonna hurt you now.
Yeah, I mean,
not a fan of the timeline. What do they call it?
Shenanigans?
Where it rearranges.
It looks like, it's Lego. It doesn't seem like it's canon.
Lego's Legends.
Yeah. It just seems like it's just a fun ordeal.
Yeah.
And it's cool. You know, they're doing, like, basically they're doing Star Wars what ifs.
Keep it there. What if I hate that fucking idea.
What if?
That's such a Marvel, Mickey Mouse corporation.
It's not even just Marvel. It's more so just a general terminology, right? In your casual day to day. It's like your average human being can walk across the street and trip And he'd be like, damn, what if I stepped on my left foot? I wouldn't have hit that pothole on my right. Like,
yeah, you know? But I don't want Lucasfilm putting its energy into what if when they can do good projects.
Like The Acolyte?
That's what I'm like. Shit like The Acolyte's coming out, which I call Whack-a-lite. What it... You...
I'll watch it. I don't care.
You want to see more of that shit?
If it's good, fuck. I'll watch anything. I'll watch the Ewok movie twice.
I mean, I'm definitely more down on the What If train, because they had me hooked with the TIE Fighter X-Wings, Ewok Bounty Hunters, and a Black Millennium Falcon. And now, albeit it's Legends and Lego, that was pretty cool.
I said keep it Lego. Keep it Lego. You can have
I could really love to see a Black Millennium Falcon on a live action screen. I kind of really would. Dude, if Rey, like in the very introduction of the new trilogy, it's her slow painting the Falcon black.
She'd oof. Get hated for disrespecting the Millennium Falcon. People would find a way to hate her.
Anyway, boy.
Yeah, people would hate find a way. It, actually.
Dude, the Rey, I don't get the Rey hate, name. Man. I don't get the Rey Skywalker hate, bro. It don't make sense to me.
Why is she painting his ship? Leave it blunt. Leave it gray.
Yeah. That'd be 100% be what happened.
It's literally falling apart piece by piece.
Which sucks, man. Because those were fun movies. Those are fun movies. The Last Jedi, the number one streamed movie on May the 4th. How about that?
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
I was watching X-Men.
I watched Attack of the Clones. I watched Attack of the Clones. Because the day before, I saw Phantom Menace, baby. Did I watch Revenge of the Sith the next day? No. Fucking can't watch that movie, man. MJ knows why. It's a tough movie.
Yeah, I mean.
Tough movie. But
I can see where you're coming from with it, for sure. On the emotional level and the sentimental story-wise, you know, there's definitely good story lines. Dialogue out there.
It's just sad as fuck, and I don't like being sad. Sad yeah, movies make me sad, man. Yeah.
So, I mean, to go off topic of Star Wars, and X-Men, like Judah was saying, Episode 5, I won't go into spoilers. That
you can episode go into spoilers. In particular, this is the Archives podcast. We go into spoilers.
You better not.
That episode really hit on a level of both as a casual reader and as I guess a nerd level, you know what I mean, with the superheroes and all that shenanigans. Episode 5 of X-Men had me leaving thinking about it for days, near weeks, and that's what great storytelling is. I mean, the fact that a script could live in your head rent-free for days or weeks. I mean, that's how Star Wars is. I mean, that's how you feel with Episode 3. You don't want to dive into it, even though you know how legendary it is. It's just a remarkable script. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's a great script. It's a great script. It's got the longest fight scene. It's a fantastic movie.
What up, Slasher? How you doing?
We're having a good time.
If you have any Star Wars questions, be sure to hit them up in the chat. We'll answer them for sure.
If you have any Star Wars questions, be sure to hit them up in the chat. We'll answer them for sure.
I'll answer anything related.
We will answer any questions that you have. MJ, did you get the pecker wood wet tonight?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's good to hear.
I'll raise a mint to that, brother.
I got me a potent cross. Six dotted.
MJ just had sex for the fifth time in his life. Fifth kid on the way, 9 months away, baby. Let's do it.
USA.
Let's do it. It's awesome for you, though, now. One for each finger.
What if I had six fingers, bro?
We're going to call you something else besides MJ, you know?
We'll call you Six Toe Sanchez.
Man, my name is Inigo Montoya.
How did you guys like the Bad Batch finale? Because we haven't spoke since then.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Fucking.
Nobody died, though. Our predictions. Fucking
Scorch died. Hold the fuck up. Scorch is dead.
We do not care.
We do not care.
We play Republic Commando. We fucking care.
We do not care.
I mean, you can tell me you didn't play Republic Commando without playing Republic Commando.
That game probably came out 2004?
This is a trash can. This is Scorch.
Yo, but literally, yeah, is, probably. You probably dead on the money with it.
This is Scorch, MJ. This is a trash can.
You should have been playing it.
Trash can. This is Scorch, bro. We do not care.
Nah, Filoni actually introduced people of the Delta Squad to literally have them just get fried with no meaning behind it.
Good.
Just not Bad good. Batch die.
Not good.
Bad Batch better. BBB.
It came out in 05. You were damn close.
But I would have been four.
Damn close. I would have been four. Thoughts on the bad on the Tales of the Empire? Dude, fuck Bears. All my homies hate Bears.
I thought the Morgan episodes were cool. The Barriss episodes were good. That's what I thought.
You know what I thought?
Didn't really care too much for Morgan Elsbeth. I'm not a big Morgan Elsbeth character. I don't like those dry, basic bad guys.
Bad ladies.
Bad bitches.
No, that's a disrespect to a woman for saying that she can't be a bad guy, you know? That's the term. It's a bad guy.
A villain.
If you want to go that route. Yeah, hero versus villain. Oh, I don't think she was a cool person. Good villain, because I hated her.
Good villain, because I hated her.
She was boring.
I kind of find her a mid-villain.
She's just boring.
She
she's
didn't
like
really
everybody
do
else.
Much. She was like the side character to a side character, in my opinion. You got Palp, and then you got Vader, and then you got Thrawn, and then you got Lady Morgan.
Morgan Elsbeth is just like a normal human being for me. If you're a boring person...
I'd love Morgan.
If you're a boring person, I don't want to associate with you. If you don't bring something to my life, if you're not entertaining, if you're not fun, if you don't want to do anything fun, if you have one emotion, 25-8, which for her was just agitatedly being grumpy, that's not a villain. A villain has, you know, purpose. A villain is the Joker. A villain is...
Now, Joker has no purpose. Joker is just
Vader.
Out there wrecking
shit.
Yeah, Joker's there to just fuck your day up and have a laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Not like stereotypical, like Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. He's the villain. He's the bad guy. He has purpose, you know?
Oh, we're making a musical out of it.
Good
I
on
hate
him.
Musicals.
I love musicals. They're fun.
I can tell. Look at your room. It's pink.
I wish with Tales of the Empire, I wish they did more. You know, Vader was only in there for literally, what, 10 seconds?
Yeah, he was clickbaited. That's okay, though.
He was clickbait as fuck, dude. He was clickbait as fuck, and I was mad about it, man.
Going back to Jedi Survivor, I was playing it the other day, and I'm thinking, okay, this is Cal Kestis. Why can't we literally just have an Anakin game? Or a Luke game? Or an Ezra game?
Because they need to make something new. It's Disney. You know what I mean? That's why we're getting K-Tess or Tess. They whatever her name is in Star Wars Outlaws, every content that we're going to get from Star Wars really isn't going to be of the canon that we know, which is the Skywalker saga, right? Battlefront was an exception because it was a remaster of the classics and was a phenomenal game, you know, RIP BF3, but that's like the only game that can really touch on it ultimately, like, of the whole 1-9 canon. But I don't, I guess to go back to your point, it's like, why don't they make a game? Exactly. So why don't they? 100%. Like, we can definitely get either character and just have a great with Jedi Cal Survivor.
This motherfucker rose. I love this shit, man.
It'd be a great story. It'd be a great game, great time.
You thought Vader was coming to see Barriss on the mountain, but it was just the other bitch. Take it how you wish, but you fuck Morgan. I mean, if you drink enough blue milk.
There's nothing alcoholic in blue milk.
You don't know that.
No, they sold it in Walmart. And it was sold out at my Walmart. I thought it was hilarious.
Motherfucker keep freezing.
Put a jacket on. You keep freezing, bro.
Me?
Me?
I wish that they took more chances, but going forward with animation, what projects do you think are going to come? Because right now there's nothing on the slate for animation.
Oh, this motherfucker. Oh,
I blame Discord.
He's, don't hate the play, hate the game.
I'm blaming Discord.
Dude, my hat has a weird bump on it.
Trying to stream Yu-Gi-Oh.
You trying to play Yu-Gi-Oh?
And I'm the one that gets frozen. Makes sense.
Yeah, what the hell's going on here, man? Sitting there, what? Drinking a cream soda, what? In a tall glass.
It's not even a soda.
Cream soda.
Fuck you.
You think we get Morgan as either a marquee for Thrawn, Conquest character?
She's the next Conquest character.
Bitch released. I think she's a marquee.
No, she's the next she's the next Conquest character.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Who says?
Yeah, she's like going to be the goated Night Sister.
With Thousand's Blade, reason...
Yeah, there's a reason why.
I don't know.
There's
man.
A reason why Meryn was the Marquee and not a Conquest unit. You know, there's a reason why Cal Kestis wasn't a Conquest unit.
I could see heads rolling to the fact of Lady Morgan being a Conquest character.
She's gonna
Someone would be like, that's dope. And then the others would be like, Night Sisters are about to hit steroid OP level.
People always going
okay, we're making Plague uncompletely resistible. Like, you are getting plagued.
Thrawn is a legendary. Fulcrum got a retouched look. And then Seer kind of gave her a home, you know? Everyone in that show is important and has a sick tune. Except
Captain Enoch.
A lot of them. A lot of them. I was thinking that she might be a legendary for Night Sisters in that, but I don't think that that'd be feasible now since they just dropped the Lightspeed bundle, which helped a lot of people, including myself, finally get some love for our sisters, you know?
No. I didn't buy the sister pack. I bought the Geos.
I didn't buy any.
Juder.
Lord help me. Hey, give me somebody.
Someone. Put your ally code in chat. Put your ally code in chat.
Join my guild. Just kidding. Don't do that. I'll farm on myself.
Nah, do it. Do it. If you got the capital, send it over to Juder.
Send it over to CG Games.
Which bundle were you most put off from, MJ?
I mean, most of them.
You big Ewok guy?
I wasn't interested in the Ewok pack. There's no need for them.
And you probably got everything else. So you're chilling. What's something that you felt was a fat obligation that you didn't actually enjoy?
I guess the raid characters.
The raid characters?
Having to farm the raid characters to do good in the raids. All the way back from crate.
Jawas.
I mean, I didn't farm Jawas, but yeah, an example.
Jawas are pretty silly. They are pretty silly.
My boy Fire Marshal has a word with you.
Well, he knows he's silly. You know, he's doing his own thing. Everyone's got something like that, though. Like, I go to cafes and I write. That's my thing. You know, Fire Marshal likes to relic his Jawas. That's what he's known for. That's his thing. Juder, he's the greatest amateur chef in Alaska. He's the greatest amateur chef. MJ, he loves gardening, botanical, grass, fertilization.
Smoking the weed.
Fertilizing embryos. He goes crazy. We all have our things. Some people... This guy's the Ewok guy. You know, there's a Jawa guy. There's a Tuscan guy.
Is there a Tuscan guy?
Yeah.
There's a Tuscan dude. I don't remember his name. J-Lock.
Oh, motherfucker.
Man, all our 9 Tuscans.
That's... Oh, my... What's a 3v3 on me? Ooh-wee.
I'd be down to do that for... something. Probably the Skywalkers. I think I'll get all the Skywalkers to 9. That'd be cool. How many are there?
I mean, you got Farm Boy Luke Skywalker, you got COS Skywalker, you got Jedi Luke Skywalker, you got Anakin Skywalker, you got Jedi General Knight. Skywalker, you got Lord Vader Skywalker, you got
Leia Organa
Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia Skywalker. Leia. Oh, no, she's
Rebel
a
officer.
She's a Leia Organa. Let's be honest.
She's a Skywalker. Rey Skywalker.
What's up, Dan? Meat has R9 Tusken? No, he doesn't. That's cracked.
Stick Rey. Rey Jedi Training.
Stick Rey.
Kylo Ren. Yeah. Kylo Ren.
Depending on where the Ahsoka season goes.
So 16 Skywalkers. All Relic 9.
Y'all throw them in Night Sister, Overlap, Night Troopers, Morgan, etc. That would be pretty dope. I really don't know why the fuck my shit's fucking freezing. I blame Discord. Y'all are good though, and that's what matters.
Oh no, this man was counting rays out and I was sleeping. Bro's trying to act like he froze, like he's dumbass moving.
I'm just happy, man. I'm just happy. What's wrong with Rey, man? Rey's sick at Relic 9. She's sick at Relic 9.
That would be a waste. IMO.
As opposed to what?
It's like, I don't know, an R9 GL or a stick bitch? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. See, I agree with you there. You can't be wasting
R9 stick Ray.
You can't be wasting dummy stuff. R9ing every character in the game isn't worth.
When you're at that point where you have
Batman's making at least like 8 fucking figures.
Yeah,
he can spend on bullshit.
What if he isn't?
Not my business.
Yeah, I just think it can't be that goofy. But you can have fun.
Man, let me over R9 my Ugna. No,
it's like people that do. Never mind. I'll retract their statement.
I like to travel. So I think I'd rather travel than Relic 9 the entirety of the rebellion, you know. That'd be fun.
I mean, the rebellion's pretty dope, depending on how you look at it.
There's bad guys in the movies.
They're portrayed as the good guys.
They are. Because history is written by the winners. So you can skew it how you like. That's why you gotta... History class was sick. I loved history class. I was gonna take
Alaska history.
Alaskan state history.
The fuck would I care? I'll Google it.
Because you got to pass it on to the next generation, man. That's what history is.
Now they're all using ChatGPT.
Yeah. Even professors are, man.
We're fucked.
There's
a... I got a buddy that does editing for books. And at least like 6 out of the 10, he says AI comes through. And he's like livid about it. That makes sense, you know, because it's not really creative.
No. Writing is so fun. I finished chapter 2 of my own book today. Not today, yesterday. That was pretty sick. My character's journey has officially begun.
Nice.
Yeah. Suffice to say, it's going pretty good. I'm going to start chapter 3 probably tonight in the bath. Have a nice kickback bath after this. Gonna have some fun. Do you think that... And I know we had this conversation, MJ, about what if LeBron James came and was like, hey, let me get your kid. Let me teach him basketball. Do you think in a world like Star Wars that you yourself would be comfortable enough to let your kid go to the Jedi?
It's a really funky topic, because like if you really think about it, and all the cinematics and everything that we've seen, right, the Jedi are known for taking kids, and we're just like, yeah, we're peacing with your kid, we're gonna go train them for their lives. Once they're an adult, they may see you again, they may not. Bye. Like, You never see any like resistance, you know, from the parentage or none of that, you know. Shmi was like, fuck it, take him.
She was hungry.
It, as a parent, it's a very touchy subject. But I mean, like, it goes back to, like, if you wanted to send your kid to, like, military school, you know what I mean? It's basically the Jedi Council, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I think.
You think you'd be comfortable doing it?
I'm sending them.
Because it's not just military school. It's like, oh, your kid has the potential to be a Jedi. And that's not gonna... It's not gonna go down well if he doesn't get his training. So... In the book that I'm using as a lot of reference, it's called the... I think it's the Jedi Code, is what it's called. It states, like, how that process goes down of the Jedi getting the recruits. And... The Jedi believe that because the child is force sensitive, that is the child giving their consent to the Jedi. So the parents don't even have like a overbearing say. And there's a thing in the Republic's mandates that say the Jedi have the right to any force sensitive child anyways. So it's not even like you can really even make a pushback either. Kind of wild. It was wild to learn. Crazy in concept. It just makes you wonder what would happen if Anakin stayed on Tatooine.
That stupid lady.
Mm-hmm.
gonna have to come with me.
I mean, that just, yeah, I mean, it goes back to what we said prior, you know, it's what ifs. It's just all a bunch of what ifs. Like, what if Wado was so money hungry and that his deal with Qui-Gon didn't, right? Because Wado was greedy and he was like, I'm keeping both of my slaves. I'm keeping Annie and I'm keeping Shmi, but I'll let one go. And then Qui-Gon forced the die to roll on the Anakin. Mm-hmm. What if it rolled Shmi? Like, what if the Force kind of like fucked him over? Hold on, I got a whole bunch of thoughts in my head.
I think he whips. I think he whips out that thing. Goes to town. Which, by the way, something that I picked up: Qui-Gon and Shmi were having sex. They were having sex.
What? Well, yeah. The night that he took his fucking blood and sent it to Yoda to fucking test for Manichlorians, he fucking went next door and was like, hey, yo.
Yes. Because if you think about it, you know, there's Anakin's room and there's Shmi's room. It's a two-bedroom house. Padme probably sleeps with Anakin in Anakin's room. And then Qui-Gon sleeps with Shmi because the next morning...
There's Obi-Wan in Jar Jar.
Jar Jar's on the floor. Obi-Wan's back at the ship. Jar Jar's on the floor. Everyone.
Obi-Wan dipped in the middle of the night through that fucking Sahara-looking ass.
No, he was in the ship the whole time. He's in the ship the whole time.
Oh, yeah, because... Okay, yeah, you're right, because he contacted Obi-Wan for the midichlorian test.
And
right?
The next morning, when they're at the... getting ready for the pod race, Shmi's getting down off of the steed, and he picks her up and says, good morning. You don't do that. You don't do that. He was 100% hitting and having a good time with it. And shout out to Qui-Gon. Shout out to Qui-Gon. He probably...
Yeah, I think we're going off topic of the what ifs, you know. What if, I mean...
My last thing about the what ifs, though. I don't want what if to be in the hands of Lucasfilm and Disney. What if should be in the hands of the fans. That's what I believe. They make the content, the real content. We do the what ifs, you know. I just feel like it's very short-sighted to do what if content when you can just do normal content.
Do you think Bam and the crew were dead if not for Jedi Knight Luke?
Bro, you're calling these characters by their squiggo name.
Damn, I did.
No, I think yes I do. Yeah, I had to repaint the scene 100%. Yeah, there's fucking death troopers coming, dark troopers coming, even worse.
You see what kind of... Yeah, 100% agree, dude. I've never felt in love with a costume. Like, never wanted to cosplay anything in my life. Like, if I was to be casted for a Star Wars role, I'm telling Dave Fellon here for a dark trooper. I'll play him.
Hell yeah.
You'd be the voice. I don't think they could get you in that costume. That's a pretty tight fit.
No, that's like a 6'5", 230 type build. Like, I ain't
that. That's your dream man right there. Making his 2K character.
I want to cosplay as Queen Amidala. Yeah, I want the whole lipstick, the whole outfit, the shebang.
That would be hard.
And I gotta do that.
Next time I'm with my missus, I'm gonna try to do... Because I did a video on her YouTube channel of me doing her makeup, like doing it proper. But I want to do it on my channel, doing her makeup, but the Queen Amidala one. That'd be sick.
That'd be dope. I'm speaking of Dark Trooper. Got the Loki Dark Trooper. Perfect timing.
What do you mean Dark Trooper?
The song right now is the Dark Trooper Loki.
Lofi.
Lofi?
It's your good one.
Lo-fi?
Yeah, lo-fi, bro. What's lo-fi? You call it Wi-Fi? Who turned off the Wi-Fi? Yeah. Oh my god. So, man, it keeps freezing like it's frozen, bro. Any questions from the chat before we move on to the mailbag and Juder's moves? Any questions from the chat? Throw them in now, and we're going to switch over to JT's No Doubt Money Moves.
That's me. All right. Since they're dropping, you guys are calling them POW. I don't like that. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Padawan. We got a brand new Funko Pop. $12.
$12.
Not bad.
In this economy, decent.
What's it look like? $6.99. $6.99.
All those Funko Pop collectors out there. Me.
Ooh!
Hold on. Let me see him. 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 Let me see him.
They got
let
Jar Jar Binks with Booma Balls.
With Booma Balls. Oh, it's done. It's done. It's Jover.
It's on the Booma.
Favoriting right now. Bookmark.
Level 700.
They also have AirPods. 79 Smackaroos. 70. Oh, wait. What's that? Timberwolves won. Woo.
$79 for some AirPods, though. That is not bad. That is sick quality. You know, I'm a bit of an audio head. I love my headphones. I have Behringer's. Is that what they're called? Behringer's.
Sennheiser?
Behringer's DT990 Pro. Real nice. Real nice setup with my Shure. Me and Juder got the same microphone.
Yep.
Sick money moves, though. I might, because the Funko headquarters is just right down the way. I might check it out, see what they got to offer. There's also this comic shop right across the way. I like to occasionally make my way into that comic shop. It's a nice place, good people.
You definitely grab yourself some Star Wars comics.
I'm not a comic guy. Not in the slightest. It just isn't my cup of tea.
Why?
You don't like pictures?
It's never been my cup of tea. I've always been a reader, but of like novels and stuff, you know. I like to do the painting myself in my mind's eye, rather than having the pictures painted for me with a little bit of lack of story. That's all. Plus it's a pricey endeavor. It's a pricey endeavor to get into. Comics can be a bit toasty. There's a few on Reddit and stuff that you can find, or you have really cool people that do readings of comic runs on YouTube. Like that's how me and Juder saw Dr. Aphra and the Thrawn and the Vader comics. So we could watch that on YouTube or spend a good amount of money, you know, and buy them physically. It's also a lot of clutter. You have to be real organized with those if you want to keep them in good shape. I wasn't even a big like card collector as a kid. I know y'all probably were playing Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh. I collected
all of the above.
Sports cards. Had a good amount of sports cards, but I had a cool little binder for those. I was a really big sports card guy.
I played Yu-Gi-Oh.
Never understood it. I had a couple cards of the dragons, but that's about it. Because my homies would have them at school, and I'd be like, oh, that's sick. And they'd give it to me. I know there's like a blue eyes and a red eyes black dragon. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the Jedi Knight and the Darth Revan, you know?
Yeah.
I'd love a Jedi Knight Revan Kron. But now, since I just got Jedi Master Luke, got him to Relic 9, my first Relic 9, can't wait to use him in Grand Arena. Gonna see what hits him. Question from the mailbag. Who do you got winning the NBA Finals this year? I got the Nuggets in 6 against the Celtics, and that is from Henry.
How about them Nuggets today, huh?
I'm going to say...
0-2 at home.
I'm going to say the Mavericks are going to win the NBA title.
Give me the Timberwolves winning.
What about you, MJ? You going with your hometown Knicks?
Instead of Lakers.
Fuck the Lakers.
I'm not really
in the chat.
Into that area of sports, but
I know you're a hockey guy, right?
Yeah, I'm more into hockey. Yeah.
What about the Stanley Cup? Who's winning the cup?
Go Sharks.
You big Rangers guy? Are they in it?
I have no idea right now. My
he says he's
to,
a hockey guy.
And yeah, life's taking that spot though.
I know, but you gotta have those things to.
Rangers
to be able
in.
To back out from, you know.
Rangers always make the playoffs. That's a guarantee, though.
You gotta have your passions. And then from Emma from Georgia, she asks, "What are your guys' summer plans or goals? Anything willing to share?" We answered that one last week, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So summer activities tier list. Just name off some activities that you like to do.
Fishing.
Camping. Really want to go camping. What about you, MJ?
Playing basketball.
I mean, me and the kiddos, picnic times, fishing, playgrounds.
Hanging out on the lake. You know, spending just a day out. It'd be really nice. Last summer, I caught the tail end of summer with my missus. We just walked around town, got up to some mischief, got up to some trouble, had a good time.
Some hoodlum activities.
Yeah, this summer.
Spray painting Wiley's toy store.
Might catch a couple ball games with Juder, see what happens. Have a good time. Do want to do a good amount of fishing, play some soccer.
Sucker.
Play a little bit of men's slow pitch softball. And just have fun, you know. Compete, play basketball.
Maybe tear my ACL. That's fun.
That my worst fear would be to get hurt before I move to Scotland. That would suck. Move there with a bum knee. That'd be ass.
Gotta get Tommy John.
Are there any questions in your chat, MJ? Anything to answer?
No, not really.
Okay, perfect. If you guys would like to, you can check out the Archives Podcast everywhere at Star Wars TAP. You can check out MJ at
Tap In.
It's Mary J. Juder is at Jute _. And I am at Sotico. And this is the Archives Podcast. Anything else to add, boys?
See you next week.
See you next week. Hopefully Ben Jill will be back with us, dude.